Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
I didn't get to make my big intro.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're
my West Wing.
Wait, would you like to stop and try it again?
Actually, I have no idea what you're talking about, so I'm really off.
I don't know what he's talking about either.
There we go. Thank you. Thanks, kids. It's Ben Lane. I love that shirt. You're wearing your Lou Reed shirt.
Well, it's just for you, baby.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking
about. When I got on the bus driver was like, is he still alive?
You know,
yes, he is.
He's one of those guys. Lou Reed is one of those guys that the more he ages, he looks more like an alien gray.
He looks like he was at least 45 since he was about 15.
Oh, man, he was born old.
Although, you know, he was, I thought he was really cute when he was younger.
I don't know. He was only cute in that I'm about to die way that, like, some rock stars have. Like, Dylan in the late 60s had that, like...
Like every other guy in Portland has.
Yeah, totally. Well, remember, I mean, I remember seeing those pictures of Dylan where it's like... He was like the color of rotten milk. And it's like it looked like his bones were about to jet through his skin at any moment. Hello, I'm on a death trip. And like girls think that's hot.
Yeah.
For some reason. Guys don't really find that look hot so much.
I don't know. You're the one that's complaining that Katie Kirk's too fat.
I did not complain that she was too fat. I did not. Let's
By the way, you know, I don't think she did that bad at all.
Okay, hold on.
And,
Let's stop this right now. I never said Katie Kirk
Mr.
was
McLaughlin.
Fat.
Mr. McLaughlin.
This is Bill O'Reilly. I never said. Sarah is my witness. And I clarified that I did not want it thought that I called her fat. I did say that in terms of other women on television, she is heavier than one would expect.
Yeah, but you guys are chastising her for being matronly, whereas isn't fatherly a quality that is often espoused in an anchorman who
I
like West?
I have no problem with
so
matronly women.
So wouldn't a woman who gives off kind of a motherly quality be in, of the same caliber?
I did not criticize. If Katie Couric wants to hold me to her ample bosom, And pat my head lovingly, I would be all for
and,
that.
You know, for $14 million, I think she could get anybody besides you.
Take it out on me, sister. I'm not responsible for gender inequality. I wouldn't even hear.
But you're perpetuating it.
I'm not perpetuating anything. I'm saying she shouldn't wear white. And whoever does her makeup ought to be taken out back and beaten.
I agree the makeup and wardrobe.
It had nothing to do with Katie Couric. Had nothing to do with Katie Couric as such, except that Katie Couric is essentially being... Katie Couric is being paid $14 million to do the same thing that Jenny Hogan from Coin does in the morning. She stands in front of a green screen, she reads stuff
I don't care. I watch, you know, of course I only listen to PBR and... PBR.
I'll take Freudian
PBR
for a thousand.
And Miller, you know, and a little Jägermeister here and there, so yes. My opinions don't count.
Okay.
But, no, I was trying to say NPR, whatever, you know, PBS, and of course your show
PBR
for
radio.
My news. So I don't watch TV news at all. But.
Okay, it's note to self, though. We really ought to petition, because I think it's actually free to do. We really ought to petition the FCC. We really ought to just become KPBR. That's just, yeah. I'm going to note to self. I swear to God, if somebody else does that, I'll find you and I'll hurt your family. Okay, attention, Susan Reynolds in marketing. KPBR. There you go. That's fantastic. No. I don't have any problem with Katie Couric. My only problem with Katie Couric is the same problem I have with everybody who kind of does that job, which is that they're effectively pointless.
Yeah.
And being overpaid. Also, she, to be fair, and again, I am not saying that I have any problem with Katie. You all know me. You've heard this show for like 8 years. You know that I don't like stick women anyway. I'm simply saying I am surprised that for $14 million a year, surprised that a major television corporation did not get someone who was like a 20-year-old stick, because that's typically what they do. I'm just surprised for that amount of money that they would get somebody who typically is not what they put on television.
They
I
don't like buy her some liposuction before they put her on air.
I take her out. It hurt like hell, but you'll be thin.
Put her on full body makeover or whatever those shows are.
She also did not help herself by saying that she was going to sort of recreate and reimagine the news, when in reality it just looked like anything that was on CNN at any given moment. That's the other thing. It's like, how many ways are there to stand in front of a screen and go, there's terror, and, you know, and then at the end they did the, didn't they do the charming human interest story at the end? I forget what it even was now. I was basically being distracted by Megan Mullally's cleavage.
Oh yeah, that show's going to tank.
Oh, I don't care.
2 months max.
No, it's, you know, here's the thing about me. I'm a guy, so I've already got, like, the full frontal snapshot of her in my memory. That's really all I need. That's it. And she wears those Ashley Banfield glasses.
Were you a fan of Will and Grace?
God damn it. I have never seen Will and
You've
Grace.
You've never seen that? Not even just once in passing?
No. No, I know, what's his name, Eric McCormick, or whatever the hell his name is that him? Because he was in this movie called Free Enterprise, and I've seen Deborah Messing, she was in she was in a Woody Allen film. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen Will and Grace, and I had nothing to do with assless chaps, and Scotty J, sort of thing. I just don't really watch sitcoms. Like, I've never seen King of Queens, that's another one, it's like, been on forever. I don't think and I know that I'm making myself unrelatable, but there's a whole lot of, it takes a lot to get me to watch a sitcom, because they're all so terrible. That's why a good sitcom stands out. When an Entourage comes on, or even like an Everybody Hates Chris, which is not so bad.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's a sitcom. It's funny. It is what it is. It's not going to change the world. It's funny. But it's so easy to get my attention with a quality sitcom because there are so few and far between.
Yeah.
And Will and Grace just seemed like a whole lot of something I wouldn't really care about.
Yeah, it was funny. But
sure, it had its place.
But like her character, you know, which is beloved, I guess, of, you know, by the world,
right,
apart from us, you know, it's totally different from her personally. You know, she puts on this voice and she's like really over the top.
Right.
So I imagine viewers are going to be totally bored watching her, you know, rap.
Here's the extent to which I'm familiar with Megan Mullally's, because she's really sort of pinched and sensitive. Isn't that her thing?
That's her thing.
And she's really plain. She's not PC. She's really plain spoken.
Her character.
The extent. Really, here's how I know that. I know everything I know about Will and Grace, I learned from watching the Tickled Pink episode of Inside TV Land on VH1. And it was a whole thing about the history of gay characters on TV. And, and I think it was like they went right from Designing Women to Will and Grace. And they were talking about how there's the same character types that show. Because there was that character in Designing Women. It was very much the same way. There was the whole, she says what we're all thinking character. So, shall we welcome Kristen from accounting here? Ladies and gentlemen, let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Kristen from accounting.
Go.
How are you, sister?
Peach again.
All right. Did you hear our Delana Sounders?
I did. They're fantastic.
So, do you want to stick around and hear part of the Insta poll as we sort of determine the winners?
Yes.
All right. So, we'll do that kind of at the end of this segment. Scotty, do we have? I'm looking here at the screen. Is the Rockstar sound in from last night? Is it okay? They're RSSN. Okay. So let me cue this up. All right. And so last night, first of all, we want to thank everybody who came to Dante's last night.
Dante's has been insane.
It was
every week it's just up more and more.
I would say last night was actually the biggest.
It was huge.
I'm sorry, I was going to try to amplify the nose blowing sound. I'd say last night was actually the biggest turnout that they had so far.
I should ask if they have any numbers.
It was packed. It was really, really packed. And I know that they're going to be showing it again tonight. They're going to be showing the elimination episode. So
yeah, we were talking about that. We've been doing that each week as well. It's just the crowd is much smaller on the elimination night.
Well, because I think we haven't been mentioning it. And I don't think we've been pimping it. We haven't really been pushing it. But we will be there tonight. They're going to be the street won't be there. I'll be there. I know Sarah cannot be there, sadly, to the sadness of everybody.
I have to finish my soapbox.
All right. Well, let's go through. Do you want to do last night's performances sort of chronologically? How do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's just do it from top to bottom.
All right. So I've got a lot of sound here. So I will let you be our guide, Kristen, as we recap last night's Rockstar Supernova.
Bring it on. I'll crush it.
You're going to rock it.
Yeah.
All right.
And actually, I thought the weakest performance last night was Delana.
No.
Who did Behind Blue Eyes, which is just one of my favorite songs ever.
You know what killed me is on the webisode when she said, I've only heard the Limp Bizkit version.
It was silly. Yeah.
Really, at that point, she should have been taken out back then and just eliminated.
And then to try and fight with Lucas about, I really want to do that song, only because she wanted to sing the lyric, No One Knows What It's Like to Be the Bad Girl.
She did. It was awful.
It was terrible.
Kristen, it's because you don't know what it's like to be a tormented artist like Delana.
Yeah,
she's
whatever.
Tortured. She lives for, she bleeds for her art.
And she tore her calf muscle, so she has to be carried on stage by a large black man instead of using crutches like any other non-South African would.
And then she started.
I mean, I thought even those people
sort of
stopped
poor
doing
form,
that.
Isn't it? That is, I never really thought about that. That is unfortunate. this joke, by the way, is from Chris the Mailman. Mailman Chris noted, she tore her calf muscle. Because she's a cow! There you go. That Chris wanted me to say that. All right. Well, let's play a little bit of the Behind Blue Eyes, and I actually have to say, I didn't hate the first half of her performance of this.
When I emailed you today, Rick, I said, you know, for one of the first times ever, you really heard a very sweet, lovely tone for, like, that first verse.
And then as soon as it kicked in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is a little bit of Delana singing Behind Blue Eyes. Kind of a little girl voice. It almost doesn't sound like her.
Yeah.
Kind of a Jill thing here.
But my dreams,
it's like she's singing a whole different part of her nose.
Singing through the septum. See, this isn't bad. See, I don't hate this. It sounds like karaoke, but it's not bad. Now, if only she could just maintain this.
I think, like, 5 years from now, she's going to be, like, 300 pounds overweight and just taking care of
in a bar.
Yeah.
Remember me. You can have your picture taken with me for $1. Or some smoke.
Yeah, it's Delana the Hut.
Delana the Hut. Oh, if only we thought of that weeks ago. Oh, think of the sounders we could have had made for that.
Godigabata to solo.
And then seeing is where it begins to suck. Yeah, there you go.
It looked like she was going to go falling right off the stool at any point.
Because her leg was all effed up, and so she was...
She has to kick.
Man, but I was so hoping she would fall over, and we all were. We were all praying that she would fall.
Jump.
Seriously.
And that awful original she did, which really wasn't all that inspired.
No, let's listen to this. This is her rap. I forget what it's even called. It's called...
Super Soul.
God.
Yeah.
God, die in a fire.
And it's just embarrassing to listen to her lyrics.
Oh, God. It's seriously, I mean, it's like, and not everything
she's
has
right
to
about
be.
That.
I am a big fan of the Moonspoon June School of Rock sometimes. But you know what? But it's like, if you're going to do that, then just write a song that way. If you're going to write like a song that is supposed to be like a second verse, same as the first kind of a thing, that's fine. Don't try to be deep and then write that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't care what, I mean, unless your version of Soul is drastically different from the rest of the, like, the one that the other 5 billion people on Earth use, Delana has nothing approaching Soul, let alone Super Soul.
Yeah.
I think we have some judges' comments here. So this is, let's see. This might be Gilby Clark talking to her.
Delana had never heard,
this is the band.
Parts of the song.
I never heard it in my life. Ever.
But the people come in and want to change songs without knowledge of what it was before. You're changing it from a position of ignorance.
And that's a guy in the house band saying that. That she doesn't know what the hell she's doing. Let's see. Delana says, because of what I'm going through.
Yeah. Which
the next song I'm going to do for you guys is one of my own songs. And it's, once again, I guess it's because of the whole situation I've been in the past few weeks.
Crikey.
Being under the microscope like this. You know, I'm loving what I'm doing. And hopefully, we're all going to go a long way. But if I'm not the singer for Supernova, I promise you guys, I'm going to keep on going. Because I have a super soul.
Oh!
Yeah.
You know what she sounds like there? She sounds like Dirk Diggler in that sequence of Boogie Nights where he's getting the award. He's all like, I'm going to keep rocking and rolling because we can make better films. So I'm going to keep rocking. You know, and then like, flash. That's totally what it is. Ugh. And then here's what the judges say about our friend Delana last night.
Delana, first let me tell you that I think it's just so commendable and amazing and rocking of you to come out here and pull it out like that after you tore your calf muscle. Vocally, you wouldn't know it because you sang great. And I'll tell you, I thought you had some really good interaction with the audience. It was nice to see your personality in between songs. Your original wasn't really my favorite thing that I've heard out of you. And, you know, having said that, it is really tough to follow up a classic Who song like that with an original body of work.
I might have to box Dave here in a little bit because I really did dig the original track. I thought it was banging. It's all right.
Thanks, Dylan.
Hey, Delana.
Hi, Gilly.
Something I said in the clinic, and I'll say it again here, is I think your lyrics are a little too literal. Like, you explain everything in detail, and I think you should just use your imagination more.
Hey, Delana. Very good. I just want to say that strong will and effort are super important in this game. Right?
Jason Newsted is sort of like the Tony Robbins of the whole group. It's a whole lot of, like, believe in yourself.
Effort.
Yeah. E for effort, which I think is what he said to Storm last week.
Oh.
All right. What next here?
That was our friend Magni.
All right.
Who, did back in the USSR.
All right, well, let me play. This is Magni last night singing, this is a hard song to ruin, in my opinion, because it's such a great song to begin with.
I did that at karaoke last week. It was awesome.
And it's such a, if you're a decent singer at all, the song will work. We'll play a little bit of this here. This is Magni last night.
Hey, honey, disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. You know how lucky you are, boy.
that guy really can project, too.
He's got a great voice, and I know that you and I are in agreement about this, the Magny thing. He just has a great voice, and I like to watch him, even though he's not moving around too much.
He is a very, there's something kind of charismatic about him, even though he doesn't really work the crowd all
he's
that much.
He's got the whole Dr. Manhattan thing going on.
Or Anton LaVey. Just sort of up there. And it's, and you know, I got, it has to be noted, mentioned again, that we've said this a thousand times. I'm noticing it here, how great that band is. I mean, those they're doing those little,
yeah,
you know,
they are terrific.
And it's like a two-part harmony. It's really, really well. I mean, it's amazing how
great.
They
always look like they're really having a good time too. They get into it.
I got to tell you what, Storm, win, lose, or draw, when everything is over and done, we got to get that Nate Morton guy back on from the band and get kind of his unvarnished take on everything. This,
well, he'll be coming to town, so maybe you can get him.
February 16th. Well, didn't we hear?
Yeah, I want to party with them. That'd be fun to come out, wouldn't it?
We heard it. Well, that's, in fact, we heard that Susan Reynolds was telling me that this morning, that the house band.
They announced it last night. For the house band will be opening for Supernova Tour.
And house band, and then also the Panic Channel, because everybody longs to hear Dave Navarro's new project. So he's kind of opening for himself. All right.
The Pathetic Channel?
Yes, yes. What else do we have here?
Well, then, of course, well, you know, Magny's original wasn't too bad. But,
all right.
You know, the big, well, want to play it?
I'm going to skip his original.
Yeah.
Because
they were all pretty, you know, blasé except for Storm.
Yeah.
Who did Suffragette City by David Bowie.
All right. Well, let's just kind of skip ahead to that. Because the judges, you know, everybody sort of loves Magny. And they don't really rave about him. They don't dislike him. He's just sort of there. This is Storm singing Suffragette with Dave Navarro on guitar.
And as Tommy Lee would say...
Well, she's back tonight.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. As Tommy Lee would say, it was banging.
No, it really was. Let's listen to a little bit of this here. Kind of the whole moment right there. That whole song is one lead up to that moment.
Fantastic.
It was really, really great. And then this, we played this song a billion times on the show. Let me see if I can find.
I have that downloaded like within seconds.
Oh yeah,
people go nuts when you play that at Zabala's. I love that.
Kristen actually came over literally 2 minutes later and like holds her phone up to my ear, and that is her ringtone. This is Storm singing Lady Life. I'm surprised that she did this on TV.
On all fours. So great. You know, I'm so happy for him. I just watched that and I'm like, they are going to make so much money. You know, and he so deserve it. You know, I just hope they're in a position to fill all those orders that they're getting.
You know, and here's the thing is, right here, this with the... So that's Storm last night, so singing Lady Like. And I mean, the ovation that got at Dante's last night was unreal.
I cried.
Oh, it really was. It was. I got chills. I mean, just thinking actually about the response last night from the crowd. And I will actually say this. That I said this last night to somebody, Sarah and I were talking about this earlier, that you know what? When we were done with the show last night, you know, we were done watching it, we left Dante's, and I was kind of, you know, getting ready to leave and go home. I actually had, last night, I very much had the thought in my head that anything after last night is just anticlimactic. Again, it doesn't matter. It's like win, lose, or draw, whatever. Because you figure five people left or whatever, four. Statistically speaking, the odds are against her anyway because it's like a one. It's a 20% shot. But after that, after the Suffragette City and Ladylike, it's like how, you know, I think everybody kind of felt like the cup was full last night, you know? It's like you've done it, as Steven Tyler would say, you've sort of taken it to the mountain and you've done it as well as it can be done. And anything beyond last night is just gratuitous. It's just, it's steak knives at this point. Because that was so good. And in fact, the proof of that actually is the judge's response here. Let's play the judge's answering to Storm last night.
Yes! Thanks! Stormy!
Dave!
I have been on stage with so many great front people, great singers, all-time greatest singers. And you know what it felt like? It felt just like that. I had a great time. Let's get into the original. That is my favorite original that I've heard on this whole show. And last season, too, it was beautiful.
Thank you, man.
I loved it.
Thank you.
Storm Triple Extra Large.
Yes, sir.
That track is the... That is... I don't even say the words.
Thank you, man.
Y'all feeling me?
Lyricist Tommy Lee.
So what I was thinking is that song is great Bowie tune and great Storm Large song.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Storm.
Storm Large, hey, baby. Storm.
I'd actually like to know what Jason New said about that, because obviously...
Well, I know that Tommy Lee goes into a tirade of profanity, saying how awesome it is.
Fantastic.
Well, yeah.
And a friend of mine was down at the taping this past week for that, and she said the cheers... She said it was loud on TV, she's like, but it didn't even do it justice for the amount of noise that was happening in the room.
You can tell when a crowd is being told to applaud something and when they are really into it. I mean, you can spot that. You can stop when it's... You can tell when it's the applause sign and when it's real.
And people were, like, singing the lady, like, you know, when she does the chorus,
yeah.
People were singing along with her. It was just intense.
It really was. It was it was unreal. And this is the dumbest comparison ever. Last night, being... Because I went home and watched it again on TiVo, and it was great.
Yeah.
But a lot of that is the crowd, and it was a stupid analogy, but it's like the snakes on a plane thing. It's like if you were there in the room when it happened, and I see now we're already like bronzing the show and putting it up on the mantle and like a whatever may happen. I'm totally giving the St. Crispin's Day speech already, like a we brave few. But you know what? This is one of those things where with. You know, Storm will come back to Portland at some point, and they'll do their thing, and the balls will play, and they'll do whatever. And wherever her road takes her from now, it is not overstating it to say that in the future, as Storm and the balls kind of do whatever they do after this, that last night's performance will be one of those things that people look back on and talk about and say, did you see her perform Ladylike on, you know, do you remember when she performed her original? And not only that, but people will say, were you there at Dante's the night that she did Ladylike? And I got to tell you, as you know, as small as it may seem to someone who is outside of Portland who does not live here, I got to tell you, I am really, really glad, as I said about the dumb snakes on a plane thing, that I'm going to be able to look back and say, hey, I was there, you know, in person, you know, in that house, listening, you know, to the crowd as she did it. And, you know, it's just, it was flawless. Flawless. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do another. We'll do some quick recap. We'll talk about Lucas's interesting interpretation of Bon Jovi, and we will play the four finalists here in the Delana Sound Contest. We'll let you all vote on that. Jen Lane is also with us. Kristen from accounting. Hang tight. More from the City Desk as well with Tim Riley. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Salvage Day Radio. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland, 503-733-2970. Like us coming up at 306, Don and Mike at 7, etc., etc. This email is from Aaron Geek in the City, and it just says, holy crap, Rick, did this geek just hear the lovely Jen Lane make a Watchman reference with Dr. Manhattan? Good times, good women.
Yes, indeed.
And by the way, you know, she's clutching, not how hot is this? So A, she's Jen Lane. B, a Watchmen reference. C, wearing a Lou Reed shirt. D, holding a copy of actually, at this very moment, holding a copy. What's that? Pardon me?
Setting yes, boys, I'm single.
Yeah. But actually, at this very moment, holding a copy of V for Vendetta while leaning coquettishly against a V for Vendetta poster. It's fantastic, really. Make sure she had a camera. All right, just a moment. We'll go back to Kristen from accounting for the Rockstar Recap. And we'll do the final Delana Sound voting here in just a skosh as our A's and friends say. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, a brand new manual just out today. Well, the Army banned some interrogation techniques. So here's what they are. For the first time, will no longer be able to force nakedness, stuff hoods on people. Also, you can't beat them anymore. Sexually humiliate them.
Isn't it
threaten
funny
them with dogs?
Half the things that they're now banning are things that the. I mean, it really.
Well,
what is the difference?
They've been okay in the past.
Guantanamo is just one big Craigslist. I mean, just don't. Really, when you think about it, it's just a lot of. You know, strip me and put a hood on me.
Oh, no more depriving them of food and water, mock executions, shocking them with electricity, burning them, causing them pain with a technique called waterboarding, which simulates drowning, and no longer being able to threaten them with dogs. But everything else is okay.
Okay. So it's just, it really is just like...
It's just a formality.
There's just no safe word at Guantanamo. That's right. Really the only difference. All right. And so, this is bad as of when, as of today?
Well, this is from the new... A little golden book of interrogation techniques being used by the U.S. Army.
I'm sorry.
For our guest in the secret CIA prison.
I'm sorry for losing my composure just there. That's fantastic. Seriously, I don't really have any prizes to give, but I want someone to create that now for my own amusement. Is the little golden book of interrogation
torture?
sort of like a pokey little puppy, but with a thing that zaps your urethra. So there you go, kids. That's fantastic.
Well done, here's Tim Riley. So there were some mistakes in the past, but they should set the record straight of what people can do and what they cannot do.
That's the best part about it. Do you remember, what's her name? Who is that hideous dog-faced Lindy England? Right, wasn't that her? With the perfectly square head and the butch haircut?
Yeah.
That whole thing where, I don't know, she was like setting a dog on a guy's junk and then like burning him and pointing at it or whatever. And it was like a miscommunication. Like she skipped a page in the manual somehow and that explained the whole thing. It's all accounted for. Just a misunderstanding, kids. Okay.
Say, here's something to amuse yourself for work. Google will now offer a news archive going back 300 years. You can go back and read some things from the 1700s.
Just a whole lot of thousands dead, witch floats, etc.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Google's also doing a great thing. I think Aaron actually talked about this in the Week in Geek. Google and Mark Burnett will rule the world, by the way. Remember you saw that thing on the Discovery Channel about how it's giant squid that are going to overtake the planet? Not so. It's Google and Mark Burnett, because they're doing this great service, actually, Google is, where if you have broadband, you can hook your television to your computer. Google will every now and again sample like a 1 second audio sample of whatever your television is watching. In other words, you're watching TV, Google will get a 1 second chunk of the audio and then relay it to an online database, which will actually use that to create accurate ratings and accurate representations of what people are watching, which is also a little creepy. But you know what? It's totally creepy, but you know what? It's like television ratings are such crap, and they've canceled so many shows that I love, that at this point, I don't really care. I'm willing to sacrifice so much for accurate television ratings. You know what? We were talking earlier about what people will trade their liberty for. For some, it's Cheetos. For me, it's not getting another Aaron Sorkin show canceled. That's fine, man. They can come for my family. I don't care. Just leave me my Sorkin. I know I'm part of... I'm in the prison of the mind. Here's Tim Riley.
Oh, and one last thing to remind you, because everyone's going to be watching Rockstar Supernova tonight. Remember to tape Bones. It's the season premiere on Fox at 8.
Bones, is that with David Boreanaz?
Yes, yes.
Is it a good program?
Best show on television.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bold statement. All right. I should be watching. Is the first season out on DVD?
I don't know. I haven't heard a thing about it.
I didn't think David Boreanaz could really act.
He's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, there you go. David Boreanaz, known as Angel from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Thank you, Tim Riley.
Oh, anytime.
All right. The little golden book of interrogation. That's fantastic. All right. Let's welcome back to the Rick Emerson Show, Kristen from Accounting. All right.
Have I told you recently how much I love Tim Riley?
It really is...
We just have to stop and say that every now and then.
You just want to not hug him. All right. All right. Well, let's really, this just brings us to Lucas.
Which is so sad.
Boring. So boring.
People like Delana and Lucas, who have been the favorites the whole time, have just been sucking.
Yeah. No, it's true.
You know, it was just a living on a prayer.
I don't even want to play his original because it's tedious.
It was like he just squished all the juice out of Living on a Prayer. It was like a car that's been flattened.
He had me at the beginning because I thought it was going to, like, go somewhere.
Yeah, and his original song had the same thing. It was all build, like, no crescendo. It was just... Yeah,
you thought he was going to crush it. Like, like the whole band should have come in at some point.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. The thing is, it was all overture. And then there was and I was like, come on, pay off.
Yeah.
It was sort of, you know, you just felt a little unsatisfied and used at the end. Let me play a little bit of, I'll play a little bit because it all sounds the same. And by the way, he has, it sounds weird, but he has a pretty voice. But, you know, he loses me when he gets into that, and it's just like a lot of guttural growling and whatever.
He starts flailing around like he's having...
Precious.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah, and you're right. He starts doing the spastic flailing. Here's, Living on a Prayer.
We gotta hold on to what we got. Doesn't really matter if we make it or not. Don't need to learn. That's a lot. Oh, yeah. Let's give this one a shot.
See, and I'm still with him here. And I'm like, okay. All right, and then you start tensing up. And an Elise the Rock.
Disappointing.
And right here is Sam. When you just quit. You quit caring.
That's when you went to the bar for a drink.
Scotty J of all people. Scotty J made exactly the right comment. He said, if this was a concert, this is when you go to the beer garden. And it's told, this is when you're like, oh, I got to feed the meter.
Solo.
What's that?
It's usually reserved for the bass solo. That's when you go.
Totally. And then listen to the, he does the. Yes, yeah. Bon Jovi should not be scary.
Snotty goddamn Canadians.
You know, I think I made a note to you, Rick, that the best part of his original song was when Sasha, the bass player, spit water over Nate, the drummer.
That looked choreographed. Not bad, but I mean, it did look... I wonder if they planned that or if, you know, it just happened. But I'm with you, and he did, and they had him, like, backlit and everything when it happened. Yeah, so...
That was great.
So, Lucas pretty much sucked. Boy, the bloom just seems to be off that guy's rose. Him and Delana, it's the same story where it's like he's just like a faded flower.
So
all right.
This is to Toby.
What's that? Oh, yeah, Toby. It's funny. I completely forgot he existed.
Oh, and the funny thing is, I made a note on, you know, this morning about him because I know you and I have had the same feeling about Magny and also about Toby. And it's like... It's where the generational thing comes in.
Yes.
Because for me, Magny is kind of, you know, there's something about him. I just like him. And with Toby, I mean, I know all the little chickies like him, and he's a good-looking guy, and he takes his shirt off, but he does nothing for me.
He does seem like a good, competent singer. Good, not great.
I wouldn't mind, like, going home with him sometime, but that's about it. Like, he's not that memorable.
Byron believes that that you wouldn't have a chance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of that?
Huh. Yeah. Byron believes that...
Has Byron been down under?
Sorry, I don't have the... I didn't know there were going to be jokes. All right. No, Byron believes that...
Byron seen some men at work?
Steve, what are you... You're just bringing them. I got nothing. I'm just going to leave. That's fantastic. What the hell is his original called here?
It's called Throw It Away.
Or something.
And it's like, you know how they were criticizing him for the gimmick thing?
Yeah.
He does the same thing in his lyrics. He's doing the thing.
You know, but I can't... I'm a sucker for those.
I liked his original song.
I actually liked it too.
Yeah.
It was catchy. And I'm a sucker for a catchy, you know, for a whoa-oh or a hey-hey or a hand clap or a na-na.
And then he stops and has the crowd, like, clapping and singing, you know, they did the instrumental break there where he's like, come on, everybody.
You know, at a certain point, though, you got to recognize that the guy knows what a little showmanship.
He's an entertainer, yeah.
All right, let me play a little bit of this. Speaking Australian gibberish. Genital dreaming?
Chemical dreaming.
Does he do the little,
Kobe Rams, ladies and gentlemen?
What does EVS mean, anyway?
It's, I think it is, it's EVS. It's actually one word, and I think it's slang for whatever.
Oh.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guess. Like a duh kind of a thing. It's like their version.
It's the way that English say ta.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. All right, so that is Toby. All right, well, that brings us to the Delana Sound Contest, Christopher McCounty. So, Sarah, how should we do? We have a break.
Yeah, we have one more.
So, should we play the four and then do the break and come back on the other side and do the votes? How do you feel we should do this? What is the best way to handle this? Because we got the four Delana things
Why don't we just go to break now and we can play them
all right
when we get back?
So I'll tell you what. We're going to go break here. We go break and talk pretty. When we go to break here, we'll come back. We will play you the four finalists, our four favorite entries in the Delana Sound Contest, after which we will take your votes Instapoll style, determine the winner, and we got Tom Likas coming up. We'll talk about what Jen Lane is doing tonight as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We are live from Portland on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. Now into the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming along. Alright. Before we do the Delana Sound Contest, we'll do here in a moment. Jen Lane, what's coming up in your world?
You know what today is, Rick?
I don't know. Is it an anniversary of some kind?
It is, Rick. Today, 12 years ago today, I broke my mother's heart and I moved to Portland, Oregon.
God bless you. And this is from New York?
Yeah.
Well done. And what? Now, can I ask what prompted that, or was this a specific thing?
Specifically at the time, I was going to move to Seattle, and it was the Great Northwest, which was just kind of like a...
And it's all just one blob on the map.
I'm from New York, whatever. But, and I was going to go to Seattle for maybe like 6 months, maybe a year, and I met a boy along the way. I worked in Yellowstone over the summer, and I met a boy there, and he convinced me to move here, and then he dumped me about a year later.
You're better for it.
I stayed.
It was worth it. It's worth it because you met Austin Portland.
And actually, he didn't really dump me. He had a psychotic break, but that's another story for another time.
Thanks, Jen. That was a heartwarming story. Okay. Well, how are you celebrating it, Jen?
Well, I'm DJing tonight at Sabalas.
A little liquor won't cure it, don't worry.
Cat house action, yeah. And, the traditional anniversary gifts, I encouraged, small gifts.
Absolutely. They were large ones.
Silk linen or cocaine, of course.
The views of Jen Lane do not represent the views of CBS Radio, its staff, management, advertisers, employees, or assigns.
They don't want me to get gifts? Are they the Grinch?
I'm just going to look down at my paper here. And that is tonight, and there's cupcakes.
That's right, 10 o'clock at Sabalas, 4811 Southeast Hawthorne.
And barflymag.com is the place to find out more information. All right, let's quickly welcome Mailman Chris to the show. And do a wrap up here, kind of before we roll the sounders. So we got about 8 minutes left there. Chris, where are we at, brother?
I root fall in today.
No, that was me. I canceled Roop. That was me.
Okay, so you got Lisa Goddard, the rock star recap, the Delana contest, Katie Couric news, and touched on Steve Irwin stuff, but did not get the clergy watch, did not get the grave watch.
All right, so that brings us to where?
42.
it's worth it. I'm going to keep it at 42 forever. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. There you go. There's Mailman Chris. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for us to play the four finalists in the Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Gain Contest. Four finalists as determined by myself, Sarah X. Dillon, and Scotty J., Sound Master. All right. Here's the deal. We're going to give you these four. As soon as the fourth one is done playing, simply call in at 503-733-2970 and simply say whether your choice is number one, number two, number three, or number four. We're playing four finalists here. And so when we are done, simply call up and say one, two, three, or four. Here is entry number one. This is entry number one. Okay, again, that is entry number one. Entry number one, which is genius. These are all genius. Here's entry number two. Again, this is entry number two. All right. This is entry number three. This is Delana sound entry number three. So I roll. All right. There you go. And this is the final entry. Entry number four is what this is.
If you didn't hear the Rick Emerson Show, you didn't hear this.
Oh, God.
The Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Gain contest.
Oh, yes, we can't wait to hear that.
I'm just saying.
It's all going to end in blood.
Oh.
I'm not cleaning the studio if there's blood.
Welcome to the Steam Bun!
Best moment from last night, Rockstar Supernova.
I could feel my tears waiting to just explode out of me.
Shut your weepy pie hole. Well, there's no crying in rock and roll.
She even cries ugly. Please play it one more time. Her pain
well
makes
done.
Me laugh.
Sweet, sweet sounds of Jelana's pain.
Oh, let me drink the champagne of your sweet tears.
I'm going to make a martini out of her sweet, sweet tears and savor every drop. Groovy.
She doesn't care about anybody else. She's totally pretending.
She puts off a vibe of ugliness. And again, if I could just say what we're all thinking, she looks like she smells a little bad.
Oh, my God. My whole world ended.
Stupid cow.
I think she ought to be disqualified for crying right there.
This is worse than the Kira Phillips thing.
Oh, good times.
Okay. All right, kids, it's that time. We'll take your calls right now at 503-733-2970. Simply say one, two, three, or four, and I will, Scotty, I will just take this one. Okay, don't. Scotty?
I'm picking him up and hanging up.
Okay.
No, Scotty, look.
Okay, and there we go. All right, Rick Emerson Show, for which do you vote, sir?
Two.
Two, thank you. Rick Emerson Show, what do you vote for?
Four.
Four, thank you. Rick Emerson Show, what's your vote?
Three, three, three.
Four.
Four, quit electioneering. Rick Emerson Show, what are you voting for?
Three.
Three, thank you, sir. Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote?
Four.
Four, all right, thank you. Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote?
Number two, just like she is.
Number. Thank you, sir. Rick Emerson Show, what's your vote?
Three.
Three, thank you. Rick Emerson Show, what's your vote?
Number two.
Number two, all right, thank you. And Sarah, you're going to have to let me know when you want to draw this joke. I'll let you tell me when to end, so I'm not accused of stacking.
Like 20.
Okay, well, okay. Rick Emerson Show, what's your vote?
Tweet number two.
All right, thank you. Rick Emerson Show, what's your vote?
I like four.
Four, thank you. All right, Rick Emerson Show, what's your vote?
Three, rules.
All right, number three. All right, there you go. Thank you.
Okay, two more.
Sure. You don't want to do like another?
Huh?
Do like a flat 30 seconds.
Okay.
Starting like now. Rick Emerson Show, what was your vote? All right, thank you. Rick Emerson Show, what's your vote?
Number two.
Number two. Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote?
Oh, number three.
Number three. Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote?
Got to be number three.
Number three. Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote?
Three.
All right. And Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote?
Number three.
Number three. Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote?
Number three.
All right, and we'll do two more. Rick Emerson Show, what is your vote?
Rick.
All right. And finally.
What was that?
Rick, it was three, I think. Rick Emerson Show, I hope. What is your vote?
Number 4.
All right. Thank you, sir or ma'am, as the case may be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let us now announce the winner of the Delana Sound Contest. The winner of the Delana Sound... What's the cheesiest drummer ever? The winner of the Delana Sound Contest is Fat Delana Boys by our good friend... Below, ladies and gentlemen.
Stick 'em.
Ha. All right, Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I'll see you tonight at Dante's, sister.
I'll be there.
Oh, hey, Kristen, can you save me 2 seats?
I'll try.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Good times. It really is fantastic. Yeah. It's worth it just because it made you laugh so much.
So funny.
And you'll note that we did not reveal it was the low. I didn't want to bias anybody because he is beloved. All right, there you go. So the low wins a big stack of crap from CBS Radio. All right, congratulations. Hello, Jen Lane, barflymag.com, and you're rocking Sabala's late tonight.
Great, 12 years in Portland.
After Dante's. Don't forget, Sarah is unable to be there tonight, but the rest of us are going to be kicking it, as the kids used to say, at Dante's tonight, 8 p.m. For Rockstar Supernova, the elimination episode. Hope to see you there, and we'll be pressing the flesh, as they say. We want to thank Jen Lane. We want to thank Kristen from accounting. We want to thank Lisa Goddard, Jim Roop, and so forth, and other people probably. Whoever else. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970, Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, Scotty J. More Than an Intern, and of course, manager of Rick Emerson Office East, Mr. Dave Zinn. We'll see you tonight, 8 o'clock at Dante's, downtown. And we'll be back here again tomorrow at 11 a.m. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11, Stephanie Miller Show tomorrow at 6 a.m. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See you all tomorrow, kids. Bye.